There are only about 100 days left before the end of formal legislative sessions. Where are we on that punch list? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Let's start with a brief recap. On July 23rd, that'll be the 204th day of the year. There's going to be a planned transition in Senate leadership as Harriet Chandler will pass the presidency baton, as it were, to Senator Karen Spilka. And that only leaves about a week before the legislature wraps up their formal sessions for the year. So, Matt, today is day 99 of the year. So with about 100 days between now and the end of formal sessions, what anticipated priorities legislatively have been achieved, and which ones remain on that punch list?
Yeah, well, you could say almost virtually everything remains on the punch list. Obviously, last year, the legislature finished up with kind of rewriting the marijuana law. The Cannabis Control Commission is well on its way, now already began accepting applications, the first round of applications to open retail shops, so that's engaged. And last week, we saw the criminal justice bill, the compromise version, after the House and Senate both passed bills last year, reach the governor's desk. We're expecting this week to hear more from the governor. This bill is very big, very complicated. Would not be surprised if the governor had some recommended changes to it, but that is probably going to get done in the relatively near future. You're looking at health care, a conference committee to deal with short-term rentals through sites like Airbnb. There are smaller bills moving. The Senate is looking to do something on student loans. The House is probably going to be taking up some kind of economic development bill first. And the budget season is just about to kick off, as we expect this week Chairman Jeff Sanchez to present his first annual spending plan. So really gearing up right now.
So just a few things left.
Just a few.
Late winter and early spring on Beacon Hill annually brings flowers and brings the allocation of money for road work. And as we wrap up another round of crazy New England weather and hope that spring will actually stick around, where are we with those Chapter 90 funds?
Yeah, I mean, it might not feel like the spring construction season started outside, but cities and towns really look to have this locked in place by April 1. That obviously has not happened. The House and Senate are looking again at probably a $200 million bill, which falls well short of what groups like the Mass Municipal Association say is needed to keep the municipal roads in Massachusetts in a state of good repair. But we heard last week from the chair of the Transportation Committee in the House that basically this is what the state can afford when you factor in all the other priorities and statewide spending on transportation that needs to get done. There is a possibility that the Senate may take a look at doing something that cities and towns have asked for many years now, which is a long-term bill, perhaps $200 million, maybe more, but for multiple years. That would be a commitment that would allow cities and towns to enter into contracts ahead of time and not do this year by year and always waiting in the spring to see exactly when and how much the state will come through with. So that's something to watch for.
Something else going on this week, small business owners will have their say in Boston tomorrow. Governor Baker is the keynote speaker at a Small Business Day event where lawmakers will mingle with retailers. And I'm sure that there'll be, you know, a different viewpoint than one that was returned from a recent Mass Inc. polling group poll from mid-March of 504 respondents who overwhelmingly supported a $15 an hour wage hike by 78%. So what issues will lawmakers and the governor be hearing about from small business owners?
I mean, I'm sure you will hear talk about that minimum wage hike. The future of the ballot in November is really on the minds of small businesses and retailers, and they're feeling it. They're concerned about the so-called millionaire's tax that could be on the ballot. They're concerned about the minimum wage hike and what that will do to costs. As more and more business moves online, they feel like they're getting squeezed, and that's why you've seen them float the idea that they may go to the ballot with a question to lower the sales tax, hoping that that will lure customers back into the brick-and-mortar stores that they run. They are open to taking that question off the ballot if something else happens on the minimum wage or they can reach an agreement. We've seen in past years, sometimes state lawmakers will try to do something around the unemployment insurance that these businesses have to pay to the state. If they can give them a break on that, they can do some things on the other end. So this is certainly a situation in flux, and I think we'll hear the governor speak to it.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.